Low larynx 1.01. This is all about learning to control the position of our larynx. And generally we do that by the feeling of a yawn. So to start with, let's just have a big yawn for as low as you can to as high as you can. Big deep breath in. And the idea here when we do a big yawn is that you don't want to flick in between registers. You can do that by keeping the larynx down and just make sure you're very smoothly going up and down rather than sort of leaping across any breaks in your voice. Let's try one more time. Fantastic. Now hold that feeling of your larynx being right down. It's a good resonant sort of space. And we're going to use that feeling and the sound m, and we're just going to gently go up the scale. So ma, 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 ma. And you hear on the top notes, I make sort of a crying ma, ma, ma. That's what we want to do. We don't want to get to the top and meh and tighten up. The whole idea is just to stay really relaxed and yawny. So let's just go through a really simple scale. And the only thing that's important is we don't strain and we keep yawning the whole time. Keep that larynx as low as you can. All right, let's give it a go. One, two, three.
Ma, 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 ma.
That yawn feeling all the time. You can yawn right through the exercise.
Ma, 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 ma.
Like a cry at the top.
Ma.
Yawn breath. Coming down. Keep the yawn. Make sure you're not holding any tension. Unlock your knees. Shake your arms. Should feel effortless. Let the resonance go where it needs to go.
Right. And last one.